The meantime, we are focusing on number 17, Ryan Tannehill, entering his third year as the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, and high expectations on him, obviously, being the number 8 overall pick just a couple of years ago. Guys, he's coming off a campaign in which he threw for 3,900-plus yards, 24 touchdowns, 17 interceptions, and a big impact that will be played into whether Ryan Tannehill has success or not is the new offense that Bill Lazor is implementing. Earlier in this offseason program, Ryan Tannehill talked about how he's preparing under Bill Lazor's offense.
You know, I think this is a big year for myself. It's a big year for our team. You know, we got a new offense, so we're all kind of in this thing, learning together, figuring out just simple stuff, you know, like where to line up on a certain play as opposed to another play. And it's stuff that, you know, no one really thinks about, but it matters. You know, 2 yards of where you line up can matter. And, you know, when you're out here running these plays for the first time, it may not be pretty the first time you run through the plays. And, you know, we're all figuring those things out. So for me, you know, I'm learning a lot at this point, but getting more comfortable as I go along in every aspect of my game.
All right, there's Ryan Tannehill talking about the new offense. And let's talk to our resident quarterback here, John Kangemi. John, when you hear Ryan Tannehill talking about the offense, how much of your expectations lie in Tannehill as an individual and the offense as kind of another entity? Because he's going to be learning on the fly while also you're expecting him to develop in year three from a natural progression standpoint.
Well, I think it's collective, number one. I think as a quarterback, you're going to embrace something new if you like it and if it suits you. And by looking at the OTAs in minicamp, I think this suits Ryan Tannehill to a T. The ball gets out of his hands a little bit quicker. There's multiple formations. There's multiple opportunities for him not only to create the ball on target, but push the ball downfield. And he doesn't have to do it, you know, all from the pocket. I think it's going to allow him to move around, use his legs possibly in the zone read running game, use his legs and athleticism and his strong arm on the perimeter on the move where he really throws the football effectively. And the Dolphins have weapons. So it's not like it's a one-man show where, you know, you have a quarterback and everything relies on him. Yes, it relies on him to make plays, but he's got players around him to give him the ability to make it a little bit easier on the position. Now, I still think, you know, the Bullets haven't really, you know, the game time speed hasn't caught up to this offense yet. You've only done it on air. You've done it with helmets and shorts. When you go into the preseason, you'll get a better understanding of what Ryan Tannehill is doing as a quarterback in this new offense. You know, a lot of it looks like it's predicated on what the Eagles did last year. So if Nick Foles had so much success in that offense, I would expect Ryan Tannehill to have the opportunity to have that type of success.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, especially when you're adding 5 new offensive linemen, you know, especially with Mike Pouncey would have been there. I would have said it would have been a little bit easier. He's used to the center position. And we don't really know who's going to be playing center. You know, I feel a little bit comfortable because of Brandon Albert on the outside protecting his blind side. And now with that Bill Lazor's offense, what it's going to do is going to allow him to get outside and use his legs and throw on the run. You know, some of the things that we've been talking about over the last 2 years about Ryan Tannehill, some of the things that he does very well, now we'll be able to see him do these things a little bit more because of the system that he's in. You know, you look at the last couple of years, you know, getting him outside of the pocket, it wasn't something that we were trying to do. Now we're going to try to do it, but yet and still you have guys that you can get the ball to if there is a wide open wide receiver that's running a shallow crossing route, to give it to Jarvis Landry or Mike Wallace, who's lined up in total different positions than he did over the last year. Even in his career, when you look at Mike Wallace when he was at Pittsburgh, always lined up in one individual spot. Now with Bill Lazor's offense, it put guys in different positions. It put a little pressure on the defensive side of the ball to make these guys think about where these guys lined up. And a lot of movement as well before the snap to try to confuse the defense, to try to get an edge, something that the Dolphins really, really need, especially when it comes down to the running game. You look at, you know, the backs that we're going to be able to have. No, Sean Marino won't be there. I'm not really sure at the beginning, but he will be come back later on and bring that depth, you know, to allow Lamar Miller as well as Daniel Thomas, you know, fight this battle the way that they did last year and see if they are NFL ready finally. But just the system, I think, and just the way that Ryan Tannehill is talking, he's making everybody accountable. Before, when Ryan Tannehill came in here, he understood the offense in and out because of coming from Texas A&M, understanding the system already. Now, no, all of us is on the same playing field. Everybody needs to know what they're supposed to do. And we've seen them get a little feisty during training camp and OTAs, making sure guys being lined up in the wrong spot, making them accountable by being a vocal leader.
Well, and part of that leadership ability, you guys both mentioned Jarvis Landry, caught up with him a little earlier this offseason. He talked about Ryan Tannehill, how he's seen him project himself as a leader during this offseason.
Man, he's, you know, he's the commander in chief. You know, he's the voice of, you know, that offense, and absolutely the leader. You know, and it's his job to get us going. You know, it's his job to get us going and us to rally around him. So, you know, him bringing that intensity and, you know, showing that fire and that passion about guys being in the right place in the right time says a lot about his leadership.
All right, you hear the leadership aspect. Again, that's a rookie talking about the command that Ryan Tannehill has. John, it seems obvious, or it seems like people just assume that a quarterback is going to come in and be the leader of the team by nature based on the position. But Ryan Tannehill has discussed this offseason about, you know what, it's now 2 years under my belt. I finally have that comfort level where I feel like, you know, before I'm not just going to come in and force my will on people. I needed to earn it. I feel like I've done that.
Well, it's a process, but all eyes are on you all the time when you're a quarterback, no matter if, you know, if it's a defensive line or it's a defensive backs or, you know, it's the coaches on the other side that maybe coach a different position. They're all looking for your cue, you know, and the pace of the team basically goes on the rhythm of the quarterback. So I think Ryan in year three now has a firm grasp of who he is and what type of quarterback he is in the NFL. Remember, when he came to the Miami Dolphins, he was drafted a couple of years back. He didn't have a whole lot of experience at the quarterback position, so he needed a couple of seasons to get comfortable and get acclimated to what really is an NFL quarterback. And I think he has that now. He has the confidence around him. He has better players around him than he did a couple years ago. And I think he's going to have an opportunity to have success, to continue to have success. Not that he hasn't over the first 2 years, but success is equaled in, you know, what have you done for me lately? The Dolphins haven't been to the playoffs in quite a long time. That equals success, not only for a quarterback, but for an organization and a team. That's the goal of this organization.
Yes, and so you'd think those things kind of go hand in hand, but you're right. If he can lead this team to the postseason, that's ultimately what we care about. You would assume that in doing so, based on the nature of the NFL, he'd put up impressive statistics, and we'd see him from an individual standpoint excelling in his third year. It's going to be fun to keep track of because there's a lot riding for Ryan Tannehill and this team in 2014.